There is no action to report from closed session. And let's see what that brings us to. Comments from board members. Mr. Crawford?
I can't believe we're getting so close to the start of school again. Didn't we just finish? Yeah, we did. And I've got a house full of kids. I'm be enrolling more, so I'm excited about that. So I'll kind of be on more campuses. And let's have a great school year. Thank you.
Mr. Danable, no. Ms. Rasmussen?
Like Frank said, I hope everybody in the audience had a little time off and got a little rejuvenated in the summer. And then all of our teaching staff and clerical staff and all the support staff, again, had some time off to be with their family because family is so important. Shaking head, no, it didn't happen. And come back ready to go on the first day of school. So thank you.
Mr. Fleury?
Probably twice a week, three times a week. It's looking great. I'm excited about our food services that are going to have the free lunch, and I've heard about probably a lot the last 2 weeks. We have a lot of good employees that really have put the time in, and these people are classified, have worked very hard to make a lot of this happen. At Lyndhurst, Arboga, the different projects they do, and we need to give them kudos for all the work they've done because they work hard. Also, on the 15th is Don Buer, who's our driver trainer, his retirement. And as you know, I've been with this district before we unified, and with Scott Lane and Don Buer, we have never, ever had a team that is so ethical, above board, and I hope that we recruit very carefully. that we continue in that range.
Mr. Harris?
Just everybody, good luck for the first day.
Yeah, I was stopped by Marysville High School this afternoon, and everybody's running around getting the final students enrolled, and it looks like chaos, but it looks like it is controlled. Okay, and that's for me. Opportunities for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers Association. That'll be enough. Okay. Operating Engineers, Local Union 3. Okay, California School Employees Association, 326 and 648. Association of Management and Confidential Employees. Supervisory Unit. That brings us to Superintendent's Report. And turn it over to Mrs. Todd.
Thank you. I think we're all ready for, well, I don't know, some of the folks out there that have been busy getting schools ready, the facilities themselves. We're ready to see those kids come back, anxious to see the teachers. I know that the staff development, professional development in June, and then again coming up, are estimated to be very well attended, and so certainly I am excited to see everyone come back and join us, those of us that have been here all summer long. Also very excited to see the ad in the newspaper about our no cost to students for breakfast and lunch. I think that is a huge bonus for our students and our families, and I want to publicly thank Amber Watson for her perseverance in keeping that in the forefront and saying, Gate, let me tell you one more time about it. And although I was kind of like, I think I've heard this, she was much more persuasive this time. That or she's just worn me down. And the fact that we could do it for every single one of our students, I think, is a key factor. So thank you for that. And also Jamie Larson helped with the design of the ad. So she may have started in the district as the public information officer. We never let her get too far away from that in the times when we need something to look really, really sharp. So thank you for that. We're ready for school, so let's bring those kids and get started and get down to the work at hand. And so looking forward to a really wonderful school year and excited about the new administrators, all the new teachers, and can't wait to see the faces of those little kids, because I always remember my first day of school coming in my wool skirt and my sweater and my boots, because those were my back to school clothes. They were great in the morning, but on the way home, you know, kind of have those little beads of sweat running down the side of your face. So can't wait to see those kiddos. So thank you.
Okay. Next, we have approval of minutes from the regular board meeting of July 19th. Anybody have any changes or deletions or additions? If not, then somebody will make a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Mr. Rasmussen moves to approve. Is there a second? Mr. Fleury seconds. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
We have one absentee tonight. I'm going to mention this. I meant to mention it earlier. Mr. Boom's in the hospital. Okay, he had some chest pains, and they did some tests, and they're going to keep him overnight. So, darn.
But we're not talking about it.
Okay. That's something you failed to mention. Okay, we're not going to talk about that. Okay.
I really was kicking him under the table here.
And I thought she was just being friendly. Okay. All right. So it's been moved and seconded that the consent agenda be that the agenda from 7:19 be approved.
We already did that.
Oh.
We need the consent agenda.
Whoa. All right. Does anybody have anything off the consent agenda they would like to pull besides me? Okay, and I'd like to pull maintenance and operation and transportation number 2. It's on page 4 there at the bottom. And if the, I guess we should we approve everything at once if we can get this straightened out.
Number 2 on page 4, Bernie?
Yeah, it's right at the bottom. Right.
Gotcha.
At the bottom. Okay.
I would suggest that you take action on all of the consent agenda items, and then we'll go back and have the discussion on the polled item, Mr. President.
Okay. Would somebody like to make a motion to approve all those items that are not polled?
Move to approve.
Okay. You're too late. You're second?
Second.
Okay. Mr. Crawford moves to approve.
Move to move.
Mr. Harris seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
The only question I had on this, I was reading, this is about replacing all the sheetrock in the office of Lindhurst High School. And my question was, did anybody ever check the roof? Because it doesn't do any good to replace the sheetrock if you don't have the roof replaced.
Good evening. So when it comes to that one, we actually approved the some roof repairs out there on the A building. All Right Roofing, we approved that one. They've actually went out and they've put in new flashing on there. They've put a seal coat all the way up the side of that stucco where we believed where the water intrusion was coming in. So at this point, All Right Roofing has made all the repairs. They put in new flashing, seal coat. They've replaced damaged shingles. Now that we're replacing the sheetrock up there, and the only reason why we're putting that on there is because we're getting into crunch time, and it's pretty high up there, so we're going to go ahead and have the contractor make those repairs. And we'd also had on previous consent agenda items that we've already had was a mold abatement out there. That's why that was cut away. So at this point, the leak has been addressed, and now we just need the sheetrock and the ceiling tiles back up.
Okay, that's the only question I had.
So Travis,
Mr. Crawford,
have you completely and thoroughly checked for mold?
Yes, we have. We've actually had a NAL laboratories come out. They've done an air sample, a actually swab sample. They came back with I can't remember off the cuff because this was done about 3 months ago. I believe that there was something in there that they did on the swab. It did come up that something was I don't want to say it's toxic, but definitely something you don't want in there.
Right.
But it was not airborne because we did the air samples in the area to make sure that it was not airborne. We did take the proper precautions with remediation by sealing off the area. It was cleaned up by a mold abatement and abatement company. So all that stuff is cleared, it's checked, it's dried, and documented.
Does the county sign off on that just as a precautionary measure on our behalf, or
no
formalities so it doesn't come back and bite us?
No. And that's the biggest thing is when we have these type of instances, we're really good at the maintenance and operations department. We make sure that we keep it in a file so if anything does come up, we can say we did do the proper procedures by swabbing
it. We got it right here.
We did the air sample, so if somebody comes back and says, you know, I'm coughing or I have asthma, we can say, well, here's the air samples taken on this day. Nothing was airborne. We did immediate action. Here's what the process we took. So it's basically just for documentation measures, but we do have that on file, yes.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
So, Travis, just the other question, are they going to be able to do that very soon within the next week or so to get the roof fixed?
So, pending tonight's approval, I have them ready to rock, so it should be gone, started probably this Thursday if it gets approved tonight on the agenda.
Great.
So, everything's lined and ready to go.
Good. Well, and I think that is so important of having those records of work that we have completed to make sure we're covering ourselves. So, thank you for doing that.
Absolutely, yeah, it's a big thing we're doing down there.
So then we can honestly tell everyone it's ice chilled opening day at Lyndhurst High School at any time.
That the what?
Sorry. At Lyndhurst High School. Is air conditioning, where are we there?
Well, the chiller right now is back online. Currently, repairs are made. I've had somebody from maintenance and operations out there this evening to check. The chiller is now cooling. The temperature is dropping, so everything seems to be functioning correctly. Now we'll follow up tomorrow morning as well to ensure that it's continually cooling.
Okay, that's what I heard, and I just wanted an update.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We are on it.
Okay, if there's no other discussion,
thank you.
If somebody would like to make a motion, Mr. Crawford moves to approve item 2 on page, moved the page already. Okay, the contract with Kiss Construction for Lyndhurst High School. All those in favor?
Aye.
Tony seconded.
Okay, all those in favor? Aye. No, nay. No nays. All right, that brings us to new business. All right. Personnel services agreement with Tom Sampson for consultant services at Marysville High School.
This particular agenda item deals with an agreement with Tom Sampson, currently Yuba County Probation Department employee, moving into a consultant role, and the services that will be provided at Marysville High School. There is an amendment to this in that even though the request is from August 10th through the end of June, he will actually, if approved, begin rendering service October 1. as there is an extension with Marysville High School and Probation Department to extend his current service as a PASS officer there. It doesn't change the agreement in terms of providing consultant services, and ultimately the amount will be prorated based on the actual number of days. But we do recommend that the board approve this so that student support services and administrative support services, community support services, all that goes into enhancing student performance, student success at Marysville High School continue. So we recommend the board approve this.
Do we have an additional officer on Marysville's campus also? Someone from probation?
Not from probation, but from Marysville PD. MPD is part of the program, yes.
Okay, that's good. Excellent. If there's no further discussion on the item, the board will entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Mr. Crawford moves. Mr. Danable seconds. So personnel services number one, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Okay, agreement, item two, agreement with Rick Wise for consultant services at Yuba Garden School.
Yes, thank you. Similar situation here. The only difference is that the agreement with Rick Wise will be renewed as Rick Wise is entering into his second year providing consultant services with Yuba Gardens Middle School. And again, allowing the community to experience success through his expertise in providing student support services to the staff, to the administration, to families. Very similar to last year. And we recommend the board approve this particular agreement with Rick Wise for the second year as a consultant with Yuba Garden School.
Okay, if there's no other discussion. Okay, Mr. Danable moves for approval of item two. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Rasmussen. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Nope. I think this sets a record. Okay.